A person who damages, he's liable whether he damages with his body or he damages with an object that he propels. If he makes something move with a certain speed and that thing then damages, of course he's responsible. But in an animal, there may be a difference. An animal that tramples on something in a private domain, not in the public domain, it walks into Gavriel's yard and it walked on his strawberry patch. So the owner of the animal has to pay. But if the animal in Gavriel's yard stepped on a stone and the stone then flies off from the force of the animal, then they only have to pay half damage according to the Chachamim. Simcha says in that case you also pay full damage. So we learned yesterday a whole series of doubts about this halacha. When you pay half damage, do you pay it min aliyah, beyond the value of the animal? Maybe it also has the limitation of migufo. If you only pay half damage after three times, would you then pay full damage? Would there be a din of ha'adah? Simchas who says that you only pay, Simchas says you pay full damage, but maybe that's only in kocho, maybe koach kocho, he would agree you only pay half damage. There's a whole series of questions in regards to the question of tzroros. Yeah, a question?
Wanted to say, yesterday was talking about my
chatzia,
nobody paid me because Shabbat. Today
you're
going to Gavriel.
Gavriel will make sure we pay. He'll make sure.
President.
President,
that's why.
Is he
going to
know you're a Jew?
Okay, Taf Yud-Teh Samad Aleph. So beginning Yud-Teh Samad Aleph, the fourth line. Second word. Voi Ravashi, Ravashi, the following question. Yeshinui Litzroros. According to the Rabbanan, who disagree with Simchas, who say that when it's the koach of the animal, when the animal propels something with its force, then you only pay half damages. What happens if it would do it in an unusual way? In other words, till now we're talking about the animal's walking, it's trampling, and as it steps down, normally a pebble flies off because it put its feet down with force. What happens if it does something unusual? As we've learned, we don't expect animals to be damagers. That's why the original time they intentionally damage, it's only 50%, because Ches Kashim or Kaimi. What happens if an animal deliberately kicks and it throws a stone in that way? Is that now a shinui? So it should pay half of what Tsroros pays? It should only pay a quarter? Or do we say, no, all Tsroros pay half damage? So, by Ravashi, yesh shinui litzroros, is there a law of shinui that then it would pay only a quarter of the damage? Or ilurvia nezik only pays a quarter of the damage? Oh, ain't shinui litzroros? Or maybe there's no such thing as a quarter of damage. A tam should only pays half, but never less than half. So even if it does it with a shinui, it would still pay half damage. So Tiv Shalemi de Rava, maybe Rava could prove Ravashi's question, or prove an answer to Ravashi's question. The boy Rava had asked, Yesha Adal Tsroros. If Tsroros happens three times, do we now say the fourth time that you pay full damage? Oena Adal Tsroros. Maybe if it happens three times, the fourth time it still doesn't pay full damage, it still pays half damage. Mechlal Dein Shinui. Implying that there is no such thing as when it's doing it in an unusual way, it's only paying a quarter of a damage. Because if when it's doing it in an unusual way, it would pay a quarter of a damage, and after three times, then it would start paying half damage, so that's where you have your tamus and mu'adus. You wouldn't start thinking that in the normal activities it would be paying a half damage three times and the fourth time a full damage. Must be that even when it does it in an unusual way, it only pays half damage and not a quarter of the damage.
This is domesticated animal, Rabbi?
Normal domesticated animal. Gemara says, Dilma Rava im Tim Tzalomer Kamer. Maybe not. Maybe it's not a proof. Maybe Rava has a suffix about both things. Number one, he has a suffix. Maybe if it did the tsroros in an unusual way, it only pays a quarter of a damage, and after three times it would go up to a half damage. And if you're going to say that, no, that right away it pays a half damage, even if it did it in an unusual way. Then you have another question. Maybe after it did it three times, it should move up to full damage. Im timtzel omer kamer. Im timtzel omer ain't shinui. If you're going to say that there is no shinui, then yesh ado ain't ada. But if yesh shinui litzroros, and if it did it in an unusual way, it goes down to a quarter, that's where you have the situation of tamus and mu'adus. So teku, and we really don't know the answer to this question either, like we didn't know the answers to the other questions further. Boy, Rav Ashi had asked a question. Koach kocho l'sumchas. According to sumchas, an animal that's walking and a pebble flies off of its foot, you pay full damage for the damage caused by the pebble. What happens if that pebble breaks a utensil, and then the utensil shard breaks a second utensil? What's the law on that second utensil? The force of the force. Is it kikocho dami? It's like the force, and it pays full damage. Or maybe it's not like the force itself, it only pays half damage. In other words, mi gamir halacha, the sumchis know and have the tradition of this, halacha l'moshe misinai, that tzroros is half damage, but umukila b'koach kocho, he just understood the halacha to be referring to the force of the force, not the force of the animal. Odilmor, maybe lo gamir halacha klal, he doesn't have this halacha l'moshe misinai at all, of tzroros being half damage. So any time it's the fault of the animal, whether it's the body of the animal or the force of the animal, of the body of the animal, it always pays full damage. So take, we don't know the answer to this question either. Okay. The Mishnah said, if an animal was kicking,
Rabbi, when we don't have an answer, is it strictly up to the Bezdin to make a decision? Oh,
that's a good question. No, when we don't have an answer, we have the general rule in monetary issues. Hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. You can't prove that you are entitled to the money, so you couldn't collect it because you don't have a proof that you're entitled to the money. On the other hand, maybe you are entitled to the money. Right? If you grab it, the other guy can't take it from you because maybe you're right. The one who wants to take money away from somebody has to prove that he is right. So you can't prove you're right. You couldn't take money from him. But if you already grabbed it, he couldn't take money from you because he can't prove that you're wrong. So that would be the halacha whenever we have a
what's confusion altogether?
No, it's not confusion. You can't take the money, but if you grab it, he can't take it from you.
So you should grab it.
Everything lawlessness.
Maybe. If that's what you want to do. The Mishnah said, "I say atas, an animal that's kicking. Oh, show you tzoros me not to me tachas raglea, or if there are pebbles flying from under her feet, the shibra sakelim and it broke utensils. Mashalim chatzin nezek, you pay half damage." Asking the Mari Bailu that a question in the yeshiva, "Heichi kamar? What's the right way to read the Mishnah? Is it ha'isem atas? If the animal was kicking, the hezika b'viyuta, and the kicking damage directly. So since that's a shinui, that's unusual, it pays half damage." And then the Mishnah continues and says, "Oh, tzroros, or if it's walking normally, and pebbles fly out, kiur chayu, it's a normal activity. But since it's the force of the animal, not the animal's body, mashalim chatzi nezek, in both of these instances, the owner of the animal pays half damage. V'rabbanani," and then the Mishnah is following the view of the Rabbanan, that tzroros creates half liability. Oh, Dilma, maybe the way to read the Mishnah is like this. If she was kicking, and by kicking she damaged, or kicking and tzroros machmas biut, or pebbles because of the kicking, mishalim chatzi nezek, then the owner pays half damage. Haki urche, but if it wasn't the animal kicking, which is unusual, it was the animal walking, which is normal, and then a pebble going off, Meshalim nezek shali. Then it pays full damage, like sumchis, the money sumchis. Then maybe that's the view of sumchis. And maybe according to sumchis, yei shinui litzroros, that if the tzroros are through an unusual act, you pay half damage. And if the tzroros are in the normal mode of walking, then there's a payment of full damage. Tashma, so maybe we can prove what our Mishnah is following. Misefa, from the end of the Mishnah, the Mishnah said, "Darsa lakli, if the animal tramples on a utensil, Vishibrato, and it broke the utensil. V'nafal hashever al kli acher, and then a shard from the broken utensil fell on a second utensil. Ushibro, and it broke the second utensil. So the animal stepped on one, let's say, one pitcher, and the shard of the pitcher broke a second pitcher. Ala rishon mishalim nezek shalim. For that first pitcher that it stepped on, so that's normal activity, that's regel, it pays full damage. Ala achron, on the second one, which is a shard, which is only, it's breaking by a shard, it's from the force of the animal, it's kocho, chatzi nezek, it pays half damage. That's our Mishnah. Now, if it's sumchis, miyisli chatzi nezek, it shouldn't be half damage, it should be full damage. You see that this Mishnah is not sumchis. But if you're going to say, well, maybe we can reread the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Rishon, it doesn't mean the animal that it doesn't mean the object the animal stepped on. Rishon means Rishon Lahataza, the first pitcher broken by a shard. There are really three objects here. The animal stepped on an object, it broke it, the shard from that object went and broke a second object, and then when that object broke up, a piece from that second object went and broke a third object. Now when the Mishnah says on the first one there is full damage, it means the first broken object from a shard. The sheni, where it says it's half damage, means sheni la'atzaza. And then it's all following sumchis, and maybe you can say that according to sumchis, shani le'le sumchis, maybe there's a difference according to sumchis, ben kocho, lekoach kocho, between the first force and the force of the force. The first force, Sumchis said, paid full damage. The force of the force, Sumchis agrees, only pays half damage. So the Gemara says, if you're going to read the Mishnah that way, Elaha Debayi Ravashi, but we saw Ravashi had a question about this. Kochol is Sumchis, the force of the force according to Sumchis. Kekochol Dami, is it like the force that it pays full damage? Olav Kekochol Dami, or it's not like the force, at this point it pays half damage. So Tifshutle, if you're going to read the Mishnah as being Sumchis, then you have a proof. The Olav Kekochol Dami, that the force of the force is not the same as the force itself. So the Gemara says, well, okay, fine. Rav Ashi didn't read the Mishnah that way. Rav Ashi k'Rabbanan mukmile. Okay, Rav Ashi thought that the Mishnah is the Rabbanan, and it's not talking about three objects, it's talking about two objects. And it's saying very simply, the animal that steps on an object, you pay full damage for that object. Then the shard that went from that object and broke a second object, you only pay half damage, because the Rabbanan hold that force pays half damage. Ubayla. So then he had the question. Hachi, this was his question. Ha'isam evayetes v'yizika b'viyuta. Rav Ashi's question on the Mishnah was like this. The Mishnah says, this is his doubt about the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, does it mean if it was kicking and it damaged with the kick, or if it's pebbles in the normal way of walking, it's chatzi nezek, hamach mas biut, but if the pebbles wouldn't be in the normal way of walking, they would be because the animal kicked the pebble, then it would only be revi'a nezek, it would be a quarter of damage, because ye shinu litzroros, when you drink a shinui, then tzroros gets only half of what it normally is, v'ye shinui. Oh, Dilmore, maybe the way to read the Mishnah is, ha'isam evayates, if it's kicking v'yizik b'viyuta, and it damages with its kicking, o tzroros machmas biyut, or if it's got pebbles because it's kicking the pebbles. And either way, the Mishnah is saying chatzi nezek, and the Mishnah's whole point is that ain't shinu litzroros. And Rav Ashi didn't know, and that's what he said, Teiku, we don't know about this question of yeshinu litzroros. We don't know in the Mishnah. That's exactly the problem. We don't know how to read the Mishnah, whether yeshinu litzroros or not. Yeah, question, Todd.
Is there any point in time where the causation ends?
How far do you go with koach kocho?
Talking about this yesterday, you could envision an endless situation where the shard breaks off and then it lands.
Breaks a second shard, breaks another utensil, breaks a third utensil, and a fourth utensil.
Where it lands on in the public and becomes a bore, and then someone else rides their thing over.
I don't think the causation ends in kocho. I don't think so. I don't think the causation ever ends. If you think koach kocho is a problem, it's still started with this person. You'd have to get another being involved for there to be a stop. There is something called grama, though, right? I mean, grama is indirect damage, and that you don't have to pay for, clearly. But I think if you think of Koach and Koach Kocho, it would keep on going, I think.
Rabbi, the damage that they do on the second force, okay, is that equal? We're talking about material here.
Right.
How about if it falls into somebody's eye and gets blinded?
Sure.
So is that 50% of the damage? No, the same as the intensive, utensils or a flower pot?
Yeah.
The second force. So the first force is 100%, the other one 50%.
Maybe. The other force is maybe 50%.
No matter what it is. Either it's material or it could be...
Yeah, a person would be the same.
Person would be the
person
same.
Person would have the same status as an object. Yes. But I mean, hey, Rabbi Abba bar Mamul, Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Abba bar Mamul asked the question of Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami, the others say, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. He asked the question of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. We learned. If the animal was walking in a place that has a lot of pebbles, so it's impossible to walk without splattering pebbles. But you know what she did? She didn't walk in the normal way, but she was kicking. And by kicking, she's splattering pebbles and damaging. So now, what's the halacha? Is this considered Shinui in Tzroros or normal Tzroros? He would be Afshala, since she would have been splattering pebbles anyway. Urchayu, it's normal walking. Odomor, maybe Ashtami, Amach must be at Kamenatsa Tzroros. Now it's splattering the pebbles because it's kicking. And if you say, Ye Shinui le Tzroros, which we saw as a Safek, then maybe it only pays half of it. Take we don't know. Further questions about Tzroros. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a question of Rabbi Zeira.
Why does he need to add the second part of this, where it kicks? I mean, wouldn't the better question be, is if you're in a place where it's impossible not to walk without causing pebbles to come up, then wouldn't you consider that to be typical damage and not the, and you wouldn't have the halacha Torah Misinai?
No, but you still, the halacha Lamoshe Misinai, but that doesn't matter, because the halacha Lamoshe Misinai is not a question of whether it's likely or not. It's, there's a difference between the body of the animal versus what the animal propels. Here it's what the animal is propelling that's causing the damage. So then you'd still pay the law of Tzroros. But I mean, hey, there was a question that Rabbi Yirmi asked of Rabbi Zeira. Ha'isam aleches b'rishus harabim. Ah, this was brought up yesterday. An animal's walking, I think Rachman brought this up. An animal's walking in the public domain, v'itiza v'izika. And by walking in the public domain, a pebble flies from underneath its foot and it damages in Gabriel's house. So now, what's the halacha now? Look, Karen, midamin ole.
Hashem help you, but no pay.
Hashem helps me every day.
The Karen,
50%.
The Karen midamin ole v'chayevus. Do we say that since Tzroros is half damage, it should be like Karen, and just like Karen is obligated in the public domain, Tzroros also should be obligated in the public domain? Odilma told it regularly. At the end of the day, it's a form of regel. And as we've learned many times, you can't expect an animal not to walk. The animal walks. When it walks, things happen. And maybe it's ptura, it's exempt. Amarle, Shreb Zera said, Tribiumia, Mistaber told it regularly. I think that it's a told of regel, and it would be exempt in such a case. I'm sorry, the first case was where it damaged in the public domain. The second case is Rachamim's case. Fine. So now the second question is, Hitiza b'rishus harabim, it splattered pebbles from the public domain. Ve'ezika b'rishus hayachid. But the pebble went into Gabriel's house and it damaged in the private domain. The first case was where it walked and it splattered a pebble that damaged in the public domain. So that we said, listen, at the end of the day, it's still regel. It still would be exempt, even though it's half damage. What happens if it steps in the public domain and it damages in the private domain? So now what's the halacha? Amar Lei, so he said to him, Akira ein kan anochi yeshkan. Let's go back to Ilchel Shabbos. In Ilchel Shabbos we learned that you violate Shabbos when you do two things, an Akira, an uplifting from a private domain, and then a hanacha, putting it down in a public domain. So if you didn't uplift it, if you never lifted the object up, so let's say the object was on a reed where it wasn't considered munach. It was on a reed, it was on a makom tur, it wasn't in a state that's stationary. Now you move it to the public domain, you put it down, you're going to be chayiv for Shabbos. If there's no akira, there can't be anacha. So the Gemara is saying here too, the source of the pebble flying is in the public domain where it's exempt. The fact that the pebble ends up damaging in the private domain, you're going to say it's obligated? Doesn't make any sense. Eisve, Rabbi Yirmiyahu challenged Rabbi Zeira. We learned, Paisa Malachas Baderech, an animal that's walking on the road, Vitiza, and it splatters pebbles. Bein Birshus HaYachid, Bein Birshus HaRabim, whether it's in a private domain or a public domain, Chayiv, you have to pay. My love, what does it mean? Itiza Birshus HaRabim. Whether the animal is splattering pebbles in the public domain, Vizika Birshus HaRabim, and actually damaged in the public domain. Or whether it touched it in the public domain and it damaged it in the private domain. So Gemara said, well, no, that's not the case. It hit it in the public domain, but it actually caused the damage in the private domain. So Gemara said, but that's also a question for you. If there's not an uprooting in a place of obligation, how could the placement down in a place of obligation create a problem? Amaleh Reb Zeira said, Hajibi, I changed my mind. And I say that when do we say that Tzroros is exempt? That would only be if the damage was in the public domain. But in Rachamim's case, an animal walking in the public domain that steps on a pebble that flies into a private domain and damages, since at the place of damage it's a private domain, you have the law of Tzroros, don't have to pay half damage.
But it says over here, Paisa Malach Bain versus Yaka, Bain versus Arab and Kayev.
Right.
That's precious around also, right? Why would it be applied?
So whether it made the pebble fly while it was in the public domain, or it made the pebble fly while it was in the private domain, but in both cases the pebble flew into the private domain and damaged in the private domain.
If it had damaged in the public domain, Soros applies also?
No, it's exempt, because then it's a form of regel, then it's exempt.
So if somebody walks his dog out on the street and he comes and grabs somebody's leg, he's got damage. He doesn't have to pay the guy for...
That's Karen, so that's trying to cause damage, so then he would be obligated in 50%. But again,
well,
since...
In the public,
yeah, but Karen is obligated in the public domain. Horn is obligated in the public domain. So that would be obligated. That's not Soros. But if you're walking your dog and your dog takes a leak in the public domain and it, splashes somebody's pants, then you're exempt. Because that's normal of the dog to do. And he's not doing that to cause damage. It's normal for him to go to the bathroom and this guy, Nebuch, got damaged in the public domain. There's no payment.
Is it 50% damage or 100% damage?
There's nothing, because Regel and Shane in the public domain are nothing.
Physical damage, I'm sorry.
If the dog bites, it would be
50%. 50%.
That's right. If you did it three times, then it would be 100% the fourth time. Next question on Reb Zeira. Hey, Svei, I'll challenge you. We learned in a Mishnah. Dar salak pi v'shavraso. An animal tramples on a utensil and breaks it. Enough. L'shavro kliyachi v'shavro. And a broken piece falls on another utensil, breaks that. Allah Rishon on that first utensil, Mashal Nezik, Shalim Malach, Mashal Chatzi Nezik. On the first utensil, full damage, because it's regal. The second, only half damage. It's Tzroros. V'tani, Allah, we look at a Brice of a Medvar Mamur. When is this so? Birshus HaNizik, in the domain of the one damaged. Aval Birshus HaRabim, but in the public domain, Allah Rishon Pturah. On the first utensil, you're exempt, because an animal trampling in the public domain, you're exempt. Allah, on the second, Chayevis, you have to pay half damage. So, my love, if you use a Birshus HaRabim, Zik, Birshus HaRabim, presumably they're both in the public domain. And that would imply that Tzroros in the public domain does pay, like Karen pays in the public domain. No, that's not what it means. He teased a Birshus HaRabim, Yizik a Birshus HaYachid. It stepped on the utensil in the public domain, but the shard went into the private domain. But you said, you said that if it steps on the public domain, but the damage is in the private domain, it's still exempt, because if you don't have an uprooting, you don't have a placement. I'm a lazy. Zer said, again, Hajibi, I changed my mind. You are Chayiv.
Could they do change their mind?
They could change their mind. Change his mind. I changed my mind. I was wrong. He changed his mind.
Just like that.
He was proven wrong. He changed his mind. He said, yeah, I was wrong.
Easy, I changed my mind. I love you.
Ask the Gemara. Aini, is that so? Is that so that you don't pay for Tzroros in the public domain? Turning to your testament base. Ivam Reb Yochanan, didn't Reb Yochanan have a rule? Ein chatzi nezek chaluk. that whenever there's half damages, there's no difference between a private domain and a public domain. So my love, what does that mean? That just like he teases that even in a case, whenever you have half damage, whenever there's tsroros, so you have to pay half damage in the public domain and the private domain. And therefore, it is a birshus harabim, a zika birshus harabim, even if it caused a pebble to fly and to damage in the public domain, you still pay half damage. So you're saying, "Lo, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan meant. He meant it is a birshus harabim, a zika birshus hayachid. If it stepped on a pebble in the public domain, but the damage is in the private domain, then there's no difference, and it still pays half damage." Aye, but you, Reb Zera, said, "Akira ain't kana nachin, yesh kan." You said, if there's no uprooting, how can there be a placement down? You said that in such a case would be exempt. So Gemara said again, Amale, Reb Zera said, Hajibi, I changed my mind for the third time. I changed my mind. I was wrong.
He wanted to hear it again and again.
He wanted to hear it again and again.
He's enjoying it.
By the same alternatively, we can say, when did Rabbi Yochanan say that there's a rule that half damages, wherever you have half damages, it applies both in the private and the public domain? That's in Karen, that's in a horn, that's in an animal biting, you know, that's when it's trying to cause damage, but not in regards to Regel and Sroros. Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Nasi of Rabbi Oshia Akila, Rabbi Yehuda, Nasi and Rabbi Oshia were sitting on the stoop of the house of Rabbi Yehuda, and Nabak Milzumi Benai, and they had the following discussion. Kiskasab is nava mahu. An animal walking in the public domain and it starts wagging its tail and it causes damage. What's the halacha? In other words, do we say it's normal for animals to wag their tails? So then if it's normal, it's regel and there's no payment in the public domain. Or maybe it's unusual, and if it's unusual, it's like an animal biting, it's Karen, and you pay half damage in the public domain the first three times. The other one said to him, I don't understand. Do you expect a guy to walk in the street holding the animal's tail? He's going to be walking around holding the animal's tail? That's an unfair expectation. So if it's an unfair expectation, he's obviously exempt if it doesn't in the public domain. So Gemara says, really, that's the reasoning? If that's so, why don't you say when an animal gores? Why should he have to pay? Do we expect him to hold on to the horn the whole time to prevent it from goring? So he said, "Hachi hashta." What's the comparison? Karen lav urche. That an animal gore is something unusual. He doesn't have to expect it to happen. Ha urche. But it's completely expected for an animal to wag its tail. So the Gemara says, "If you know the nature of animals and it's normal for animals to wag their tails, maybe boyle. What was your question in the first place? Of course you'd be exempt. So I'll tell you what my question was. Kiskasa yisei rami boyle. What happens if it wagged it a little bit more than usual? Would you say now that it's unusual and you have to pay? Would you say it's normal and you don't have to pay? And the answer is it's normal. You don't have to pay. Boy, Ravina asked the question. What happens if the male animal wags around its male organ in the public domain and it damages things? So, Mahu, what's the halacha then? Do we say that it's like Karen and you have to pay? Because Karen lav yitzur katakifle. Karen, what? After all, what's going on with the horn? It's that the animal's yetzer hara gets to it. It gets all angry, and it can't control itself. And you pay. So the same thing here. This is a different yetzer hara. It's the yetzer hara of male-female. So the yetzer hara of male-female got the better of it, so you have to pay. Hachanami loshna. Odomar, maybe. No, Karen, kavanas alahazik. Karen, you pay because the animal's looking to damage. So Hashem says, you know, violence should be punished. You should pay for it. Here, an animal that's wagging its male organ, it's not trying to damage. So maybe you don't pay. Say, could we don't? No.
Damaging a female
animal. No, it damaged a utensil. Broke a utensil. Says the Mishnah, Tarnagolim wadim lahalik kedarkun l'shaber. Chickens, they're expected to walk in their normal way and to break things. And then the Mishnah said, but if there was a thread tied to the leg of the chicken, then you pay half damage. Rav Huna said, Lo shanu, this law, you only pay half damage if there is a string tied to the leg of the chicken. Elashenikshar me'elav, if the string got tied on its own. Avol kashru adam, but if a person tied a string onto the leg of the chicken, chayiv, that person who tied the string is creating a boar. And since he's creating a boar, he's creating a stumbling block in the Rosh Hasharabim, he has to pay full damage. Says the Gemara, Nikshar me'elav, if it got tied in its own, man chayiv, who owes the half damage? Ilema about Lil, if you're going to say the owner of the string. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? If he had put the string away in a hiding place and the chicken went and got it, honestly, it's out of his control. Why should he have to pay anything? Ilo Atzne, if he didn't put it away, Posheahu, he was negligent and he already created the boar. He put a string in the public domain. He knows the chicken's going to pick up a string. So he's creating the boar. Ella Chayabal Tarnagol. Cases like this, the owner of the chicken is responsible because the chicken is the one creating this damager. So one second. Maish Takuli Nezik Dulo. You're not going to say that the owner of the chicken has to pay full damage. The Torah says if a man makes a stumbling block, not if a chicken makes a stumbling block. If that's the case, Chatzi Nezik Nami. You shouldn't even have to pay half damage. Because Ishbor Velo Shorbor. If a man makes a stumbling block, you pay for the damage. Not if a chicken makes a stumbling block. So the Gemara says like this. You know what? It's not talking about a case of a stumbling block. It's not that the person tripped on the string and he fell. We're talking about where the chicken threw the string. And basically it's a form of tsroro, so it's a form of kocho. When Rav Huna said his lesson, that was a general law. And that was the following. Dlil hefker, if you have a string, which is hefker, and it was tied onto to the chicken leg, and somebody falls on that string. Amar Rav Huna, Niksha Me'elav, if it's tied on its own, Patur, no one has to pay, because the animal created the stumbling block. But Kashro Adam, but if a person ties a string onto a chicken, then Chayiv, that person who tied the string, is responsible, because he made a boar. Mishumai Mechayiv, what's the Chayiv? Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoach, Mishum Boru Amiskalgal, Baragli Adam, Baragli Behema, as we've learned earlier, you can have a pit that's being moved around by the legs of people or the legs of animals. So he put the string down, that's the pit. And then he knows that a chicken's going to catch it. So that's Miskalgel, Baragel, and Baragel Behema that we saw earlier through the through the Tzad HaShava of Shor and Bor is Chayiv. Let's start the next Mishnah. Ketzer HaShein Mu'edes. What's the case of Shein, which is Mu'ad, that you have to pay full damages for eating? So it's muad lechol asaroy, let's eat the things that it normally eats. Therefore, habehemu muadus lechol peres v'irakos. A domesticated animal, you expect it to eat fruits and vegetables. So if my dog goes into Gabriel's house and eats his apples, I have to pay for the apples. However, if it ate clothing or it ate a utensil, it's unusual. Since it's unusual, it's not shein, it becomes keren. Neshalim chatzi nezek, you pay half damages. And when do you ever pay? In the domain of the one damaged. But in the public domain, you don't have to pay anything for shame. However, let's say my animal's in the public domain and it eats Gavriel's wheat. So I don't have to pay for the wheat. But I got benefit. What's the benefit? I don't need to pay now animal feed for my animal. Because it got a meal. So even the hennis, if it got benefit, mishalem es mashen hennis, it's supposed to pay for the benefit that it got. What's an example, or what's the case where it has to pay for its benefit? If it ate in the street, then it doesn't pay for the eating, it pays for the benefit it got. However, if it ate from the side of the street, that's not the public domain anymore, on the side of the street, you know, past the hedgerows, so that's already Mishalemes Mashi Zika. Then it pays for the full damage.
The benefit to the dog and the value of the wheat, isn't that equal?
Not necessarily. Because the dog feed is cheaper. So I got a benefit. I didn't have to pay for dog food. But that's less than the wheat.
No free lunch.
No free lunches. Pesach HaChanos. If it eats on the entrance of a store, Mishalem is Mashen Anis, that's also considered the street. It doesn't pay the full damage. It only pays the benefit it got. If it ate from inside of the store, Mishalem es mashi zikud, pays for the full damage. Thank you.